AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Job growth slowed down last month. The Labor Department is reporting only 75,000 jobs were added. The trade wars with China and now Mexico may be to blame for that. Economist Gus Fauché says this has the potential to be just a blip on the radar.
I think that is an indication that this is perhaps a confidence problem. That being said, that means if these issues with the trade get resolved pretty quickly, that we could see job growth bounce back rapidly.
Trade talks with Mexico continue today in Washington. The U.S. and Russia are blaming each other after an American-guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of each other in the East China Sea. No one was injured and no reports of any damage to ships. The Trump administration has hit Iran with new sanctions that target its largest petrochemical company for providing support to the Revolutionary Guard Corps. This is part of the administration's maximum pressure campaign against Iran. The Board of Trustees at the University of Alabama voted to give back a $16 million donation to a top donor. It all has to do with opposition of Alabama's new abortion law.
That donor is real estate investor and lawyer Hugh Culverhouse Jr. He says he has no doubt this is about his abortion remarks. But university officials say the dispute has to do with Culverhouse's attempts to dictate how to use his donation. They say the 70-year-old made numerous demands regarding the operation of the school. The trustees also voted to strip Culverhouse's name from the law school. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also, Spike Lee says Hollywood Productions in Georgia should move out because of a new abortion law in that state.
They got to shut it down. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I know it's going to affect people's livelihood. But that's how things change.
The new law in Georgia would ban abortions as early as 6 weeks upon detection of a fetal heartbeat. This is AP Radio News. Huawei phones will not include pre-installed Facebook apps.
Facebook says it won't let its apps come pre-installed on smartphones sold by Huawei as it complies with U.S. restrictions. The U.S. says China could use Huawei's products for cyber espionage. So Washington is now, in effect, banning U.S. companies from selling their technology to Huawei and other Chinese firms without the government's approval. What if you already own a Huawei smartphone that has Facebook apps? You can continue to use them and download updates, but if you buy a new Huawei device, it's not clear you'll be able to install Facebook apps on your own. I'm Rita Foley.
Roger Federer lost to Rafael Nadal in the French Open semifinals.
He was better, no doubt about it, but I had maybe mini chances today, but they were not big enough, you know, to win today.
Nadal reaches his 12th final at Roland Garros. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.